VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. Pope Francis deplored on Sunday a fragile truce between warring neighbors Armenia and Azerbaijan in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. He said he was praying for the victims there. A Russian-brokered ceasefire was broken by more fighting, with both sides blaming the other this weekend. The disputed territory is an ethnic Armenian enclave in Azerbaijan, which broke from Azerbaijan's control in a war in the 1990s that killed some 30,000 people. Speaking in Rome, the pontiff welcomed the ceasefire, but added that the truce is too fragile. Francis urged regional leaders to resolve the conflict, not through the use of force and arms, but through dialogue and negotiation. Tokyo on Sunday opened its first major community hub for LGBTQ people, part of a pre-Olympics project that campaigners hope will tackle stigma and raise awareness of discrimination. Pride House Tokyo is similar to pop-up sites at past Olympics, but will offer a permanent meeting space and information center. The goal is to educate the public about sexual diversity and offer a refuge to people feeling harassed. While Japan has some protections for sexual minorities, it remains the only G7 country that does not recognize same-sex unions, and many couples say they struggle with things like renting apartments together or visiting partners in hospitals. The president of the International Olympic Committee said Sunday about the new house, "In sport, we are all equal," and he wished the venture a success. Iran has registered 251 new COVID-19 deaths in the past 24 hours, a record daily toll, the health ministry said Sunday. This as the total number of identified cases rose above 500,000 in the worst hit country in the Middle East. This is VOA News. India's confirmed coronavirus toll has crossed 7 million, and health experts warn that mask and social distancing fatigue is setting in. The health ministry registered more than 74,000 infections within a 24-hour period. India is expected to become the pandemic's worst-hit country in coming weeks, surpassing even the U.S. Government expert Dr. Randeep Gularia says the number of people who have died of COVID-19 has remained relatively low in South and Southeast Asia, from India to Vietnam and Taiwan, that compared to European countries and the United States. But others say India's death toll may not be reliable because of poor reporting and inadequate testing. Brazil's count of COVID-19 deaths has surpassed 150,000, despite signs the pandemic is slowly retreating in Latin America's largest nation. The Brazilian Health Ministry reported late Saturday that the death toll now stands at 150,198. The figure is the world's second highest behind the United States, according to the tally maintained by Johns Hopkins University. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has faced fierce criticism of his handling of the health crisis and has changed health ministers twice in the midst of the pandemic. Roughly 170 Lebanese villages and towns will go into lockdown for the next week, the government said on Sunday, as it deals with record numbers of novel coronavirus cases there. Authorities have also ordered bars and nightclubs nationwide closed until further notice. Lebanon is reeling from its worst economic crisis in decades. It's recorded more than 52,500 new coronavirus cases, including 455 deaths. Infections have spiked in the aftermath of a catastrophic explosion at Beirut's port in August. It killed more than 200 people, injured thousands, damaged several hospitals, and overwhelmed the capital's health services. Lebanon's caretaker health minister warned on Monday that increasing virus cases in the country could reach levels seen in Europe, and called localized lockdowns a last chance. And there's concern after North Korea's showcasing of previously unseen intercontinental ballistic missiles at a military parade this weekend. Analysts say the missile would be one of the largest road mobile intercontinental ballistic missiles in the world if it becomes operational. And the deputy director of the Open Nuclear Network called the missile a monster. For more on these and other stories making international news, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.